I first met the editor of Abstract, James Charisma, at Manifest on Hotel. It's a good place to get a copy, by the way.
It is a time of unique change, I think, in Hawaii.
We were talking about the building boom, transit, education.
No matter what side of the fence that you're on, you can't help but see that there are all these changes happening. And it's changing these islands in a way that it can accommodate a publication like Abstract. With so much change, what comes next? Yeah, the theme for our current issue, the spring 2014, is paperwork.
Hey, check the attention-grabbing die-cut peekaboo cover of this issue. Learn about paper forensics and the origami rebel who made a toilet with a dollar bill. Abstract Magazine comes together quarterly here at the Incubator, a 1,000-square-foot collaborative design workspace alongside Homblu and Evie Lay. So what's the deal with Abstract?
It is hard to pinpoint because we're trying not to be like another magazine.
Managing editor, Richard Melendez.
I mean, I think by the nature of what we are, being this educational program, we're not like another magazine. And we're trying to stake out our own niche and see what works and hopefully stick around for a while. Been around for a year, which we find is kind of amazing, too.
Yes, you don't look too winded.
What I appreciate the most about Abstract is that everything's so fresh and different.
Designer, Chris Acasio.
With Abstract Magazine, you really see like who's new out there, what they're doing, what kind of designs they're doing, and just the potential for everybody.
With each issue of Abstract, we average between 14 to 16 different stories, and we try to get a different writer in each one. And with every piece, we have a mentor designer and an emerging designer, and then a photographer or an illustrator. So you have four or five different people working on each different story. So we end up with a freelance staff of almost 100 or so. The due date where we need to get like all the photos and the stories and bring the designers on board. It feels like a telephone operator from the 50s. You're kind of plugging in all these different elements really quickly and connecting them. That can be one of the tricky parts.
And then funneling it all down.
Right, but it also is the most fun, and I think it's what Abstract and the Incubator are about.
Collaboration at previously unimagined levels is one strong thread in Hawaii today. Here's another, mentoring. How can freshly minted designers, photographers, and writers get a start in the real world?
And all of a sudden, click!
That's Matt Heim, COO of Honblu and publisher of Abstract. He and designer Scott Kawamura had long wondered how to provide postgraduate education and a leg up for creatives.
Well, okay, sure. Let's do a daily. let's do a weekly.
Right, the work and the cost.
Costs some money, but, you know, it's something that needs to be done. Last year when they had the AIGA Hawaii's 5-0 Graphic Design Award show, it actually won a top 5 award, in part because it was an excellent product, but also I think that the judges from the mainland recognize that every community needs a product like this.
Are you proud of this publication?
Extremely. First of all, I'm an entrepreneur, and I recognize that good design is good business.
And good design helps a community define itself.
So you have these young people coming up, and they can see what a good collaborative community effort is. You know, and hopefully that will model what they're going to be doing in the future as well.
Who knows what that will look like? Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.